Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're getting into that warm time of the year, and that's a good thing, except for one thing. It's bug season. You noticing bugs everywhere? I'm pretty tolerant. I actually pick them up and take them outside, except for ants. I found an ant in my kitchen and freaked out. But, you know, it's funny because I was reading this article, and I didn't feel so bad. Fossil hunters in northern England discovered a unique sandstone that had fallen from a cliff and cracked open to reveal a fossil so large it required four people to carry it back to the laboratory. Even more shocking was that it contained a fossil of an anthropod, a 326 million year old millipede. And this was no ordinary bug. It was 8 feet long, 22 inches wide, and 110 pounds. That means it was as big as a car, if you were to lay it out. The giant millipede supplants ancient sea scorpions as the largest bug ever to live on Earth, a nightmare sure to haunt the dreams of any exterminator. So I didn't feel so bad about my one ant in the kitchen. Anyway, folks, you know, it's funny because we talk about a lot of serious stuff on Senior Radio. And we were talking to Roxanne Sorensen earlier, and we were talking about the fact that what people fear about getting older is a loss of control over their lives, a loss of independence. And we were saying that between her business, Elder Care Solutions, and what the Stamm family specializes in is you keeping control of your life. And there's no better way to do that than to listen to them when they talk about the basic three. And that's your power of attorney, your will, and your healthcare proxy. If you don't have those three things going for you, you will have no control over what happens to you down the road. And that's the biggest fear with getting older. So let's welcome in Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, and Amanda Townsend, all experts when it comes to these subjects with the Stamm Law Firm. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. But it's true, isn't it? A lot of people just, you know, don't want to deal with this. And yet, they're scared to death to lose control if they get older.
Linda, you couldn't be more correct. In fact, my brother and I, in some of our advertising, we mentioned that exactly. If you don't have even the basic documents, hence where we got the basic three from, and you don't have the ability to name who you want to be your power of attorney or your healthcare proxy agent, or even what's going to happen in your will, other people that you may not want will be making those decisions, and it could be a court, it can be the state of New York, it can be a lot of people that nobody wants involved in their business. So absolutely correct. When we started telling people about the basic three, boy, many years ago now, it's truly the cornerstone of estate planning from the simplest on up, because these three documents are the documents everybody should have. Now, yes, there are people that come in the door that need trusts, whether they be complex trusts or simple trusts, irrevocable, revocable, whatever. There's a lot of people that come in that want to do things with their houses that are, you know, life estate deeds or what have you. But the basic three, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, and the will, are absolutely essential for every person. If you're young, it's essential because when you have children, you get to name your guardians. You get to name your trustees of the child trust. As you get older, you get to be in control of who's going to make those decisions. I mean, think of how important a health care decision is if you're incapacitated and you have a team of doctors and staff looking at somebody saying, what should we do? Think of how awesome that responsibility is. That's why it is so important. The word control, Linda, you couldn't have started off better.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. Your health care proxy. I mean, yeah, there are times where you may be sick enough not to be able to make decisions for yourself. But that could be temporary. You could get well. Nobody's saying that you need the healthcare proxy because you're always going to die. You could come out of that coma. You could get well to find out someone has made decisions that you didn't even want making decisions for you on behalf of you. That's very scary.
Well, and that's what you're saying about the word control. You're controlling your own decisions even when you're unable to make a decision. You're controlling who are the people that can make that decision in your time of need. And my brother's right, Linda. Every person above the age of 18 needs these documents. Do you know that we have kids going to college and our children sign healthcare proxies before they go?
Yeah, it makes sense. It really, really does.
Because what if they're in a school in Ohio or in Pennsylvania and something happened to them? And they're in a hospital and a decision has to be made. The doctors may say, well, who do we have a healthcare proxy allowing you to talk to us? Because with today's HIPAA laws,
right,
and the other healthcare laws, it's not easy for a parent or a spouse just to start talking to doctors. They want something in writing.
That is so true. And it is so true. And it's just so important to keep that control and to make sure that those are your wishes. Same with power of attorney and same as your will. And for people to kind of go through life thinking, well, this will never happen to me, or this will just all go to my kids. You are kidding yourself. That is not the way the law works.
You're right about that, Linda. And I would always tell my clients that the power of attorney itself is one of the most important documents you could ever have, even at any age, because, like you said, you keep that control by designating an individual to help you with your affairs in the event that you cannot. And if you don't have that in place ahead of time, then your family is left with a very complex task of, you know, petitioning the court for a guardian to be appointed. And that's something that can be avoided so easily by handling these things now.
Absolutely. Now, that's Amanda Townsend you're hearing with Brad and Brian Stamm. We're speaking with the experts from Stamm Law Firm, 631-5767, stammlaw.com, with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And also, folks, we might have people who are in denial saying, I don't have an estate big enough for a power of attorney and a will. But that's really besides the point. Because, as we say, you lose all control of everything if you don't have these simple documents in place.
And that's also correct, Linda. Coming to us now can avoid so many problems later in life. I also handle the estate administration in the office, and so I typically meet with families after someone has passed. And no matter how big or small your estate is, it's important to, you know, look at your assets while you can, while you're living. Try to set them up so that your family does not have a mess after your past. And it's something that we do with our clients every day.
Yes, you do. You did it for me. I can tell you, I'm a very happy client. Let me ask you this. If someone has a will in place previously, and now their circumstances have changed, their benefactors have changed, everything has changed, and they need to update this, but they did this will or this power of attorney with another agency, can they come to you and have this revised?
Linda, absolutely. You can. We can do a new will, update a will. We see a lot of people that have that exact request. We need to update this will. This was from 25 years ago. Our kids were all little, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely. We update it. Pretty simple. We go through the process. We make sure everything's covered. We want it to be as complete and as thorough as possible. And then we have them sign an authorization that allows us to get their prior will, because one of the most important things at that stage is to make sure that prior will gets destroyed, because the new will is going to supersede that old will, and we have regulations we have to follow to make sure that that prior will is no longer around. So, yeah, it's an easy thing. You know, the nice thing about wills, you're not signing anything irrevocable. You are in control. Again, this is the theme that we're talking about. You are in control. You can come in. You can make changes to your will. It's it can be as simple or as complex as you want. And of course, that's going to depend on the situation that the family's in.
Now, let me ask this, and I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but once I sign my will with you or my power of attorney or my health care proxy, what happens to that paperwork? Does it get filed somewhere?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, the wills that we have signed and witnessed are sent down to the surrogate court's clerk's office for filing. So they're always on file at the public office downtown. We keep copies. We always give our clients copies. The powers of attorney and the healthcare proxies are not filed. We keep those with us. We give originals to the clients. But what we advise them to do is take them to their banks, take them to their financial advisor. The healthcare proxy, give to your primary care physician. If there's another physician you regularly see, if you're going in for surgery, these are the things you bring with you. For example, I just had one today where they signed his healthcare proxy. On Monday, he went to the hospital 2 days ago, and they said, do you have a healthcare proxy? And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be signing one on Wednesday. So it's because hospitals need those documents on file before they have a surgery or any other consult. So it's nice when you have it done, you bring it with you, and you hand it right over to them.
Now, let me ask another question, a practical question. What if something were to happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, and now my husband has to deal with it afterwards, my death? Does he contact you about the will and the power of attorney and all of that? How does that work once someone passes?
Yes, Linda, they should definitely call our office. That's something that I help families through, whether we need to probate a will or not. We walk you through each step. And definitely step in to help families during a difficult time.
Linda, just let me clarify for the listeners, because this is really important. And this is how we describe it to the clients when we're meeting with them. The power of attorney and the healthcare proxy are what we call living documents, because they die when the person dies. But they're so important while you're alive. That's what we're trying to stress to everybody, is these are the documents that help you while you're living. And if you're incapacitated, you're in a coma at ECMC or Buffalo General, these are the things that allow your life to continue through your agents. So important, especially the financial stuff, whether it be investments, what have you. You can't just have those sit idle. Too dangerous, right? And then when you pass away, that's when the will takes over. And that's why the three of these are documents that we take very seriously when we're doing a plan for people, to make sure that everything is in order and complete.
Well, we have to leave it right there because we're out of time, but we'll be talking about this again in the near future. I'm speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and Amanda Townsend, all of the Stamm Law Firm. If you need them, folks, I guarantee you're going to get the answers that you need at 631-5767, stammlaw.com. These are the folks I go to. I trust them, and you should too. They're right off, their offices are right in Williamsville and Clarence. And tell everybody you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Happy, happy holidays to everyone. We're so glad that you've tuned in to Senior Radio Buffalo, and we sure hope that it's a habit for you every weekend, because as you know, we really have some wonderful guests on who are all here for your health and your wellness and your happiness, okay? So we're going to get going with that. We're going to be talking about something that plagues a lot of people this time of year, and that is an unfortunate gallbladder attack, okay? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, did you know there are over 278 species of squirrels living in the world today? 278 different species. Wow. But that includes a variety of tree squirrels and flying squirrels, as well as less obvious members, such as chipmunks and prairie dogs. See, they're considered squirrels. That's why there's so many. Squirrels are native to every continent except Australia and Antarctica. So don't smuggle any into Australia. They don't like that. And it's too cold in Antarctica. But anyway, there you go. Anybody ever asked? 278 species. I think they're all in my yard robbing my bird feeder at this time of year. All right, so that's kind of fun. Listen, let's talk about something which is not fun if it's something that you have experienced, and that is a gallbladder attack. We're going to be talking about how to keep our gallbladders from attacking us with Dr. Richard Bloomberg, who is a general surgeon at the Surgical Associates of Western New York with Catholic Medical Partners, okay? So, Dr. Richard Bloomberg, it's nice to have you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, doctor, let's talk first. Where is the gallbladder in our body, and what does the gallbladder do?
Sure. So, you know, the gallbladder is essentially a small pouch or a sac that's attached to the liver, and really its function is to collect and store bile. So bile is produced in the liver, and essentially bile is what helps digest the foods, especially fatty foods, and it helps with absorption of the fat. So, for example, when you eat a certain food that is high in fat, for example, the gallbladder will contract, and it'll help pump out the bile to help with digestion. However, you know, it's not considered a required organ, because often it causes trouble, as I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, this time of year is just full of fat and foods that are rich. So this could be the time of year you see more patients than any other. So if someone doesn't know why they're having pain, what are some of the symptoms of a gallbladder attack?
Yeah, so, you know, generally when someone has stones in their gallbladder, they may be asymptomatic. But in around a quarter of people who have gallstones, they do eventually develop symptoms. And essentially 2% or so of the stones do become symptomatic each year. And those symptoms are generally people complain of pain in the upper abdomen area, usually in the right upper side or in the middle. It could be considered to have some chest pain as well. And the pain often radiates to the back area, to the shoulder area. So you would get these attacks of pain suddenly, and often, you know, they're associated with other symptoms, including nausea, vomiting, and, you know, as it gets more complicated, you could run into problems with fever, chills, even turning yellow, potentially jaundiced. So those are the main symptoms that could happen with a gallbladder attack.
Oh, it sounds...
And those would prompt you to seek medical attention and get some investigations.
I guess it sounds terrible. Is this something that could be hereditary? If your parents might have had issues with their gallbladder, you might?
Certainly is considered hereditary in some cases, but, you know, there's really other factors that are common. More common with people with gallstones, you know, and the first and foremost is age. So this is certainly something that's more common in people over 40 and especially over 60 years old. It's more common in females.
Great.
Obesity.
You're right up my alley here.
You know, other factors are obesity, pregnancy, people who are on certain drugs like cholesterol-lowering drugs, diabetes. But yeah, certainly family history is one of those factors.
Doctor, what are these gallstones? What are these gallstones made of, and how big can they be?
Yeah, so, you know, generally the stones are made of cholesterol. Cholesterol stones are the most common, around 3/4 of the stones. And essentially it's from having too much cholesterol in the blood, in conditions such as obesity, diabetes. And this leads to higher cholesterol in the bile, which ends up forming the stones. So that's the most common, but there are other types of stones as well, such as, you know, what we call pigment stones, which are when you have a condition where there's too much bilirubin in the blood or not enough bile salts to break up the stones. You know, people with liver disease, for example, but, you know, the vast majority are made of cholesterol.
We're speaking with Dr. Richard Bloomberg, who is a doctor, a medical surgeon at the Surgical Associates of Western New York. He is a Catholic Medical Partner member physician. Doctor, if someone is having problems and they're having these problems repeatedly, is there something you can do for them before we head to surgery?
Certainly. You know, the first thing would be, you know, anyone having symptoms and suspected of having stones, you know, I would certainly recommend coming in for a consultation so we could evaluate you, listen to your symptoms, and also to obtain, you know, studies, imaging studies to prove the diagnosis. So, for example, for gallstones, usually we would recommend an ultrasound. That's sort of as the best test to show whether you have stones or not. And then if they are found to have stones, we can certainly discuss options and treatment.
Mm-hmm. Do you take out the stones? Yeah, doctor, if it comes to surgery, do you have to take out the stones or do you just take out the whole gallbladder?
So in the case of the gallbladder, we do remove the whole gallbladder. But, you know, when you think of it, your gallbladder is quite small, sometimes as small as the size of your thumb. And again, it's not a required organ. You could function perfectly normally without the gallbladder. So, you know, it would make sense to remove the gallbladder, because if for some reason you only removed one or two stones, then usually you will just form new stones.
Mm. Okay, so it sounds like the surgery and the recovery process is something that you have down, you know, pretty tight. Maybe minimally invasive surgery?
Yeah, so, you know, if we determine that the best course of action is to proceed with, you know, removing the gallbladder, you know, a cholecystectomy, and certainly that is the gold standard in treatment is a laparoscopic cholecystectomy. So instead of having to have a large cut under the ribs, as was the case many, many years ago, you know, we do the surgery laparoscopically now in a minimally invasive technique, essentially with just a few small 3 or 4 tiny keyhole incisions. And, you know, by doing that, it certainly smaller incisions, less pain, quicker recovery, decreased risk of infection. And we're also now utilizing the surgical robot, which could even provide even more benefits, such as increased precision, and it allows the surgeon to see with a 3D and magnified view. So certainly
that sounds
great.
Very,
technological
very helpful.
Advancement.
Yes.
There.
Well, we could be sending some patients your way at this time of year. Quickly, what can some people do to limit gallbladder symptoms?
So, you know, unfortunately, the vast majority of people, once you form stones, it is very unusual for them to simply disappear and never have a problem again. But, you know, there are certain things that you can do to help avoid attacks. And the main thing is avoiding you know, the fatty and greasy and spicy foods, or foods that are high in sugar, processed meats, you know, those are kind of the things that really set off the gallbladder. Staying hydrated, you know, limiting alcohol, and weight management, of course, is another big one. So those are all things that we would recommend to help limit the amount and frequency and severity of attacks. But ultimately, unfortunately, the only true solution is to remove it at times.
Okay. Well, at least we know you're there for that. We want to thank Dr. Richard Bloomberg, the general surgeon at Surgical Associates of Western New York, a Catholic Medical Partner member physician. We want to thank you, Dr. Bloomberg. And folks, if you suspect you may be experiencing symptoms of a gallbladder attack, it's very important not to ignore that problem and seek medical attention. So contact your primary care physician or call Dr. Bloomberg and his team at Surgical Associates of Western New York by calling 716-677-5500. And if you need a physician, visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Family Locator at the top of the page.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, it never brought to mind.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? No, never. Good friends, good times, good memories, they're really part of who we are. Unfortunately, there are some bad memories, and we all carry bad memories, and they're also part of who we are. And I must confess, I was guilty of that myself, especially following the death of my daughter, Kathy. And as we know, letting go of grief and loss is much easier said than done. But thankfully, I was helped and inspired by many of the seniors in my fitness classes who had also suffered losses in their lives. I was inspired by their courage and their positive attitude. In fact, my first fitness tip is to always maintain a positive attitude.
It's a new year, and it can be a new you. Today, for a limited time only, you can order our No Pain, No Gain Insanity Workout. At 50% off the old price, just grab your credit card and...
Hey, just wait a minute here. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. You just mentioned your No Pain, No Gain Insanity Fitness Program?
Why, yes, Mr. Fitness. In fact, today, it's 50% off.
No 50% off. The fitness advice that we give here on Senior Radio Buffalo is absolutely free to the listeners. And it's all about all gain and no pain. It's for the sake of your fitness, your health, and your happiness. And as we say on Senior Radio Buffalo,
the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. We're starting to look now at the holidays, not too far away. So hopefully you will be ready. I always like to think, hey, you know what? That special day comes the same day every year. So I like to be ready. Hey, listen, everybody, this is kind of fun. Your science fact of the day. Despite their massive tail feathers, which can reach up to 6 feet long and make up approximately 60% of their body length, peacocks can fly, although they don't typically fly very far. So if it ever comes up in Trivial Pursuit, yes, peacocks can fly, although not too far. All right, everybody. We're working this morning with a good friend and a wonderful discrimination and mediation litigator, Lindy Korn. She's back with us. And we've talked a lot against retaliation. And this time we're going to be actually looking at a case that protects against retaliation, we hope. And Lindy's going to tell us more about it. So, Lindy, welcome. Nice to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
All right.
And
now, go ahead.
And I think that retaliation is you know, one of the best plaintiff's claims. And so I'm always interested in discussing it with you.
Okay. And that's what we're going to do. And this case is a current case. This is a case that was, I think, a summary order was issued on September 30th. So you can see this is not an old case. This is right there. And in this case, this is the plaintiff is in jail. He's an inmate. And he says he filed a grievance against correction officers in retaliation. Oh, and in retaliation, the officers searched his cell, wrote up a false misbehavior report, threw him in special disciplinary unit for 3 months, and testified falsely at his disciplinary hearing. And I think, you know, the question is, Lindy, do inmates have free speech rights? And I guess they do.
Well, it's interesting because in some ways, inmates have free speech rights that are more extensive than public employees who can sue for retaliation only if they speak out as a citizen on workplace issues and their speech touches upon a matter of public concern. However, for inmates, they don't have those rules. And while they cannot say while behind bars in light of the need for prison discipline, if the inmate files a grievance about on a personal matter, that grievance is protected under the First Amendment and the jail cannot retaliate. So if it's on a personal matter, so here, of course, the plaintiff is complaining about corrections officers retaliating after he files a grievance, and the grievance was affecting his discipline as an inmate and, of course, his allegation of false testimony. But in this case, it's interesting because this went all the way to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which means the district court, which is the first level of federal court, the court overturned their decision. The court notes that in this case that it approached prisoner retaliation claims, they always do, with skepticism, but they take particular care since the courts do not want the inmates to claim that any adverse action in the jail is retaliatory. But in this case, they said the district court got it wrong because they didn't look at the adverse actions broadly enough. They didn't look at whether or not by dismissing this free speech claim, whether it would dissuade a reasonable inmate from filing future grievances. And, you know, it is a right to file a grievance. And since it was of a personal nature and affected actually the inmate's treatment while being an inmate, they really looked at it with a fine-tooth comb, so to speak. And the judges from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals said that the district court had held these grievances, went against the plaintiff because they didn't identify the content of the grievances in his complaint. And the Court of Appeals said it was enough for the plaintiff to allege a motivation for these adverse actions, and that then that they retaliated against him was enough to be protected. And that really is quite a decision that the Court of Appeals reversed the district court because the plaintiff alleged that he began to receive retaliatory actions 1 day after he filed the grievance.
Very interesting. So he won. He basically he filed the grievance against the correction officers, and in retaliation, mm-hmm. the officers went ahead, searched his cell, wrote up false misbehavior report, threw him in special disciplinary unit for 3 months, and testified falsely at his disciplinary hearing.
Those are his allegations.
And now that mm-hmm. can proceed forward, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Now what will go forward is that, you know, retaliation, the nature of it is that he's being punished mm-hmm. for having, in this case, filed a grievance, which, if it is a purely personal matter, it is allowed on behalf of an inmate. That's the area where an inmate can file a grievance on a purely personal matter, and that grievance is protected under the First Amendment.
So that's why
it can go forward, because the Second Circuit Court of Appeals said the district court got it wrong and that there was enough alleged as a retaliation. And I think what really happened here was the fact that these adverse actions happened one day. And in other words, it's called temporal proximity. Mm-hmm. That one day after he files a legitimate grievance, he then starts to have punishment that he never had before.
Lindy, do you think when this prisoner first spoke to his attorney about this, do you think that the attorney was skeptical that he would get that kind of a ruling for this?
Well, this case, he had no lawyer. This was a pro se inmate, which means he handled this himself.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
Now, the thing is, you know, there can be, you know, sometimes, you know, of course, a court would be forgiving about certain things when you have a pro se inmate. Mm-hmm. But this is free speech. Free speech claims are hard to win. So it really is a significant decision.
Why are they hard to win?
Well, because most of the things that people try to say are free speech are not. There are lots of rules about what constitutes free speech based on who your employer is, and then there's all these restrictions. Even for an inmate, if it hadn't been on a purely personal matter, I doubt the case would even have gotten to print. In other words, there are restrictions and rules for public employees and for inmates. And this inmate did everything correct.
Amazing. That's amazing. Because you handle retaliation cases, and you and I both know all these cases can be very difficult. They're just very difficult,
yeah.
You know, and then to have somebody who's not an attorney put this together and file this and have this person win.
Well, I think the fact is that it was a personal complaint and he was allowed to file the grievance, and then right away he got punished. I mean, that when you look at motivation and you look at punishment, it's a real slap. And time matters. If they had done this perhaps 3 months later, maybe he wouldn't have won.
Right. But.
So I think the notion of retaliation against someone who already is in a very, you know, behind, you know, is an inmate, is in prison. The idea that, yes, even an inmate can complain and has free speech rights if it's about a certain subject matter, in this case, a purely personal matter, and then his life in prison becomes worse because of that grievance, there can be, as this case says, free speech rights.
Wow. But what's interesting to me, Lindy, is that the district court ruled against him, and he actually appealed and won in the appeal.
Well, you know, there are sometimes people have a time on their hand, and some people go to a library. And I think in this case, this inmate knew that the timing was really affected. The timing really equaled punishment. Mm-hmm. To be thrown into a special disciplinary unit for 3 months, 1 day after you file a grievance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that affected this inmate. It would affect any inmate. And I think that's what gave him the idea that it had to be protected somehow.
Interesting that the district court did not rule in his favor right from the beginning.
Well,
with the same
yeah,
proof.
Yeah, the district court. Yeah, well, there's a lot of skepticism about the rights of inmates. And so I think that may have been part, of course, I don't know, but
right.
could have been part of the thinking, you know. And the Second Circuit Court of Appeals said, no, they got it wrong because they found that the adverse actions were not enough to dissuade a reasonable inmate from filing future grievances. In other words, that it really wasn't punishment enough. They weren't adverse enough. But when you look at what happened to this inmate, I mean, it seems to me it was enough, and the Second Circuit thought it was.
And then they'll move on to discovery. So there you go. Lindy Cord is an expert in this, discrimination and mediation litigator. Her phone number, folks, if you need her services, she's the best. 716-856-CORN. That's CORN with a K. 856-KORN. And you tell everyone, hey, I heard Lindy Cord on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
Back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, Linda Pellegrino, always, always with a staff of experts who just really want you to enjoy these years of your life, to know that there are services available for you, and to be able to answer your questions and to make sure you're living your best life. Hey, listen, when I think of doing these things, I think of Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions, eldercarewny.com. Good morning, Roxanne. Nice to have you back.
Good morning. It's great to be back. Thank you, Linda.
You know, Roxanne, it occurs to me as we start to hit retirement years, we think we have it all together. But you know what? At retirement, there's an awful lot of planning that still needs to take place. And it's great because it refreshes us into the kinds of things that we want to do, the kinds of things that we're planning on doing, and to kind of make sure our ducks are in a row. Why is it that some people think that they get to retirement, they can stop planning?
I don't know. It kind of baffles the mind, actually. I think, you know, at retirement, this is the best opportunity. You have more time, or you could have more time, to sit down and really reflect on what you want to do next. And you can look at it a couple different ways. Your health, your finances, your environment, so your home, or, you know, do you want to change those things? You know, do you want to do your bucket list, right? So, but you have to have a plan. I think everyone should really relook at all that yearly. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just wait till that crisis or that 11th hour and like, holy cow, what do I do next? I do, and maybe it isn't at retirement. Maybe it should be all along, but I think in our day-to-day lives when we have children and families and work, it just falls to the wayside. So retirement is a really nice way of starting fresh.
It is. It is. And, you know, it occurs to me as some people may be leaving their job, just like we just went through the Medicare open enrollment period. Think about life insurance. Your life insurance that you are paying on may end when you leave your employer. That may be something that you want to kind of jump back into. Take a look.
Excellent
and see,
point.
Yeah. Take a look and see now if your house insurance, where is that at? What about your car insurance? Do you need the kinds of coverage that you had before? Do you need to maybe talk to some people about the fact that you just had a new will put in place? Who has been listed in that will? Do they know it? You know, are you keeping
right.
it a secret? Or, you know, or what if, let's say you're taking care of a disabled child. What's going to happen down the road if you predecease them? Do you have a plan in place? You might say, oh, Linda, it's the holidays. Why are we thinking? You're thinking about these things because you love them. If you love somebody, you don't want to leave them on the lurch for saying, I don't even know what their wishes were. This way,
it's a gift, actually. Think
gift.
Of it. Yeah, it's a gift to your loved ones.
It is. It's the greatest gift you can give someone, is the fact that you took care of this, okay? Roxanne Sorensen, she takes care of all of us every day. She sits down with you and your family, and you know what? You open a discussion about what's your 10-year plan, okay? What if you need help? Who's your doctor? Is your doctor going to be around in 10 years? I mean, you know, think about that. Think
yeah.
about putting your ducks in a row and about taking care of yourself, your finances, yes. We talk to people all the time, making sure your money doesn't outlive you. But, you know, Roxanne, that's an issue if you're going to end up in a rehab facility or in senior living. These are things
Agreed.
That need to be discussed.
I agree with you. And, you know, we all live it. I'm on the show talking about it, but I live it just like everyone else. You know, my mom and dad, we've talked about them this year with their ups and downs with life. I had to search their house for their paperwork, even though all these years I've tried to get them to be organized. And in my mom's way, she thinks she's organized. Yeah, it's in this bin over here, and then this other stuff's in this other bin over here. And I'm like, there's 100 bins. Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not consolidate? And even now, even though I've tried to organize, I'm like, I still have no clue, you know, and it's a baby step. You're like, it's just a little bit each time. Like, you don't have to overwhelm the process, just little stages. Let's just take, like you said, the life insurance. Is everything up to date? Are your beneficiaries on there? Are you paying the bill? You know, how many people don't realize if maybe they have a cognitive impairment, that they haven't paid the bill, there may not be a policy there because it got canceled. You know, these are some just little things that you should pay attention to. You know, you don't have to take over your parents' life. You just have to be involved in it in a sense that these are uncomfortable conversations because we were all trained you don't talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not? Why can't we talk to our loved ones about what we make or what's coming in? Because you know what? It just enhances being able to provide better service, knowing what your loved one has. You can say, yep, my mom can afford A, B, and C, but she can't afford D. So at least I know now, instead of going in a circle, let's start straight off the bat on the right road.
You know, we all think of something like downsizing as a good thing. This can be thought of like that. Let's get rid of a lot of things that don't apply to us anymore and concentrate on the things that do. Let's just say, God forbid, something were to happen, let's just say I had a stroke, I cannot communicate with you anymore, or at least for a long, long time, okay, until I never will. Does my loved ones, do they know what I'm going to want? If the answer is no, you got some work to do. Because who wants to be in that situation when you don't have to be?
And, you know, in today's world, you know, we're not bound by, you know, you might have wrote a healthcare proxy 45 years ago, very vague, but now there's new mechanisms. There's what's called a MOLST, and this MOLST is Medical Orders for Life-Sustained Treatment. It's a living, breathing document. Every time you see your doctor, you can change what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, if maybe at my age, you know, I'm going to be 50 soon, maybe I did have a stroke, and I still want to live. I want to be able to be given a chance. I can make that decision, but now, 20 years from now, something else happens, and I don't want those things. It's why it's a flexible document. Why not keep relooking at what's happening today? Because you can't just go backwards. Let's move it forward and be, you know, what's proactive. Like, there's new power of attorneys. Is your old one really valid? Or your will, did you want to change it? Or, you know, is your money really where it needs to be? Can you access it in a crisis?
Absolutely. These are very, very powerful questions. And we ask these questions because there are answers if you stop and do the work that it takes just to get to that point. Now, Roxanne will help you with this. You're not alone. 823-1476. You can come in with the family members. You can come in with your attorney. You can all sit, put everybody's cards on the table. Find out what it is you want or what you're expecting, or ask your questions. Can I do this? Because as we were saying, medical changes every year, changes so quickly. What you can get for your money changes. Places that you can rehab, they change, the kinds of requirements. But it doesn't have to be a bad shock. It can be a very eye-opening experience to find out the kinds of things that you'd like to do. And yes, when you work with Roxanne, you can pretty much get all of this done and have it be no secret to your family, because time is of the essence in an emergency, and you don't want to have to make bad decisions in a crisis situation because you just don't know what your loved one would have wanted.
Agreed. I think, you know, you're doing a disservice to you, your family member, if you don't even just have a basic conceptual idea of what's happening around you, you know, and it could be all ages. It doesn't have to be an older adult. It could be, you know, your teenage child, your, you know, your older adult, whoever it is. Just talk, like, be open about what's happening around you. And no one ever wants to talk death or dying. Nobody wants to talk burial or those type of things. But you know what? Why not? Those are important things. And if you have the funds to do what you want, then you should go for it and do it. Why spend down all your money and not have what you want at the end? You know, it should be a celebration of your life. Then make those plans ahead of time.
Right. Make the plans for your life, just like you made the plans in your will for where you want your assets to go. All right. So let's talk about something more cheerful, the rest of our lives. And that's where these decisions come in. Roxanne Sorensen can help you with that. 716-823-1476. You're getting the family together? Open up the conversation. 823-1476 or log on to eldercarewny.com. You tell them Linda told me to run, not walk. And remember, you heard about Elder Care Solutions here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.